Hey guys, this is MedicX21, and this is the Medic Knows Nothing podcast. The podcast where I have no clue what I'm talking about, but at least somebody else here does. Let's roll the intro and make some noise. All right, guys, so here we go with the first sort of episode of the podcast. This episode will just be me kind of ranting. Again, we're just kind of testing the waters on things. It's funny, I gotta tell you guys how I sat here. I've got some notes for the episode, like I'm ready to talk about it. And every time that I got ready to hit record, I'm like, oh, wait, let me double check this and let me reread that. And it's like, I'm laughing at myself right now with how worked up I am with recording. I did this with the YouTube stuff as well. I am terrible at pre-recordings because it's just not natural for me yet. You know, it's funny, I've been live streaming for 3 years now, and I will sit down, hit the live stream button, and just go, you know. I'll burp, I'll fart, I'll pick my nose, I'll do all sorts of stuff, and that's live. That's got a camera. You guys can see and hear everything that I'm doing. And for some reason, when I do pre-recordings, I overthink things, and I feel like, oh my god, like I gotta say this, or I gotta do that, or what happens if I'm rambling too long on something? And I said when I was gonna set up this podcast that it's just gonna be a chilled podcast, little to no editing, just kinda here I am, you know. And it's hard to hit record. So let me know what you guys think. We're going to get going. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the Epic Launcher and the Epic Launcher versus Steam. You can't tell me you have not already heard about this. You haven't seen videos. You haven't listened to things. You haven't read articles. Everybody knows the Epic Launcher, you know, the one with the whole Fortnite game, Fortnite, I think, that Battle Royale cartoony game that literally everyone's playing, and I suck at. I suck so bad at first-person shooters. Listen, hey, it's great that there might be some competition for Steam, you know? I looked at some stuff initially, and I'm like, yeah, dude, competition. I am totally pro competition. You know, I like Steam. I have a ton of games on Steam. The games that I don't have on Steam, I link to Steam. That way I can just open up my Steam stuff, my Steam account, and I just launch my games through that. I like Steam. But I like competition, man. I like to save money. I wouldn't say that I am frugal. But listen, man, when I get ready to buy a game, I search around. I want the cheapest game I can get. And you can't tell me you're not the same way. You just sit down like, oh yeah, this game, I've got no problem shelling out $60 for it. No, you look around, man. You look around and you try to get a discount, right? And 5%, hey, I'll do things for a 5% discount, man. So when I heard about the Epic Launcher and that the Epic Launcher was going to be competition for Steam, I was like, well, hell yeah, dude, I like competition. You know, everybody prices around, you know. And then I started looking into things a little bit, started hearing more information that, you know, I'm going to refer to my notes and I'm going to tell you this. The Epic Launcher. So when it comes to the developer splits, Epic on paper looks like it's going to be the sweet deal because they want to do an 88 to 12% revenue split. That means that the developers that are selling their titles on the Epic Launcher, they're only going to pay 12%. Now, give or take with some of these numbers, because I'm sure there's like way more in-depth things that I don't know or understand. But in general, when you look around, what you see is that it's going to be an 88 to 12 revenue split. So for every dollar you spend on that title, the developer is going to get 88 cents and Epic's going to get 12 cents. To put that into perspective, Steam is a 70-30 split. Okay. So that is more than half the amount to the launcher. That's more money in the developer pockets, right? And when you think developers getting more money, they can reinvest it into their titles. They can reinvest it into other games, right? So you want developers to make money on their titles. Especially you start looking at these, I keep hearing the phrase indie games, indie developers. But when I think of that, I think of titles that are like just smaller companies, you know. I remember things like Ark coming out, you know, and it was in early access and stuff like that, you know. You can think of your own titles at these smaller companies, right, these smaller games. And they come out in early access because they just don't really have the revenue to work with, right? They're not a huge company, so they need to sell their game before it's even done, but they need to make money on it too. And if you think about it, like, where are you going to sell your game? You're going to sell it on a platform that's going to take 30% of your revenue, because face it, the Steam platform, you're not even going to shift your revenue split until you get to around 10 million. So at 10 million, they shift it from 70-30 to 75-25. And if you have 50 million, it's an 80-20 split. And that is still the 80-20%. That's still less for the developers than what Epic is just basically straight off the board, right? But you get these smaller developers, they're gonna have a $50 million revenue. Like, that's not happening, you know? So even at that, like, not only are they just not gonna hit that, but even if they did, it's still going to be less for them than if they sold on the Epic Store, right? So on paper, like, this seems like the sweet deal, right? Like, why wouldn't you, if you got a game right now, like, why wouldn't you put it on Epic? I mean, there we go, case closed. All right, I'll see you next episode. But here's the problem when I dove a little bit deeper, okay? Here's the thing. So the Epic launcher, first off, it's another launcher, okay? Now, I've already got Battle.net. I've already got Uplay. I had to get the Epic launcher when I wanted Fortnite, you know? I mean, like, it's another platform, you know? So if I've got to get another platform and I have to use this other platform, there's got to be a lot of games on it, right? If you want me to buy games on your platform, you better be offering me good deals, because why am I going to start putting games onto another platform if I can get the same game over on Steam? Even if it's a small percentage difference, you know, I'd rather just keep everything on Steam. That's me, I guess. You know, some people, it's just every dime counts, and that's nice as well, you know. Like, I get it, I feel you, man. But you know, it is another launcher. And then when you look at that launcher, you've got the other problem is that it really doesn't have anything to it. It just has the games there. Like, okay, I like simplicity. I'm a very simple person. Like, I get it, man. I am a simple person. But when you look at something like Steam, you have a very nice user interface to work with. You have chat programs with your friends, with voice and text platforms. You can chat with your friends and stuff like that. You've got all of that. You have profiles, you have badges, you have their trading card systems, you have we can get even more into it. You can talk about the review system that they have for the game. So if you're thinking about a game but you're not really sure, you can just go look at the reviews, see what people are saying, what they're thinking, where they're voting it. So the Steam platform has a ton to it. So if you want me to use something like a new platform, you need to compete with what you're competing against, you know, unless you're going to give me like a huge sale. Okay. So, I mean, that's where the balance would be for me, is if you want me to get your game on, let's say Epic, I need a pretty gnarly discount. I'm just going to stick with Steam. That's where I'm already at. That's where I'm comfortable. Why would I go somewhere else? Right. So, I mean, that's the thing. So with Epic, if they can start to compete, then like actually compete, because right now they don't. They just kind of have some other games on it, but there's no competition yet with it. I can get it, you know, if you get these new developers on your platform, well, then that's great. You know, there will be new games. But here's the problem when I start to look into it. I think Epic's kind of got, like, you might have too much control, and I really hope that this is not going to be like the Amazon of gaming systems. And let me like kind of elaborate a little bit of what I'm talking about. So Epic is owned by Tencent. I didn't know this. I had to look into this, right? So Tencent was actually in 2017 was the top in the game industry. In 2017, they had a revenue of $18.1 billion. Okay. To put that into perspective, the number two slot was Sony, okay? And they were at 10.5 billion. So Tencent almost doubled Sony, okay, for revenue. Steam, I had to search for it elsewhere because it wasn't even on the list. Steam was 4.3 billion, okay? So Epic is potentially backed with money, with a lot of money, okay? So we take into that, okay? Now we start to look into things like when it comes to their games, you start to learn a little bit more about the games they're putting onto their platform. And they're making these guys sign like exclusivity contracts, right? So let's say you're a small developer, you've got a game and you're like, okay, I want to put this game on here. Well, I've got Steam. I'm small. I'm not going to sell $10 million in copies, right? So I can go on Steam. It's going to be a 70-30 split. Okay. If I go on Epic, it's going to be an 88-12 split. Well, all right, Epic will make me more money, right? But then you start to crunch some numbers and you look at like Steam, that everyone uses Steam. Okay. This is like when you talk about live streaming. I live stream on Twitch and people ask me, well, why don't you stream on other platforms? And I look around, I'm like, because although there's a lot of people on Twitch streaming, there's also a lot of viewers, way more people to find me, to find my content, right? So if I'm going to make a game, am I going to go to the one that has 100 potential customers or the one that has one potential customer? Even half that, let's even say half that, on a good day, you're looking at a 70-30 split. If I'm only going to get half the revenue, not really like making any money then. And people aren't, you gotta look at it too, it's not just revenue, but the people who are going to share your content as well. If you have half the amount of customers a year from now, that was only half the amount of people to share your product, right? If you've got a good game, you got a good product, you want people to share it. So you want the most people to get it so that they'll share it with the most people as well. And then the other problem is this exclusivity thing, making people locked into it. That's not competition. Okay, competition isn't taking something and putting it so that you're the only one that can do it. Competition is allowing somebody else to do it, but you do it better. That way people come to you, okay? So let's take that indie developer, okay? He wants people to find his game, he wants people to play his game. If I put it on Steam, I'm gonna have way more people on Steam play my game and find my game and share my game. If I sell it for a dollar on Epic, I'm gonna have less people finding my game, less people sharing my game. So now you're stuck. There's no competition. I can either put it on Steam or I can put it on Epic, but I can't put it on both, right? Now, let's take this concept over here, the money you're saving over on Epic, right? It's the 88-12 split, right? Versus a 70-30 split. Now, this is where Epic can be the competition, okay? Instead of saying that it's exclusive to only our platform, we tell the developer, like, hey, you're saving 18% by being on our platform, right? Why don't you sell it for 10% less? Because you're still gonna make more money than on Steam. And the people that find your game, if they don't care which platform it's on, well then they'll come to us because instead of selling it for a dollar on Steam, they can get it for 90 cents over on Epic, right? That's competition. That is how competition works. That's how you drive more people to your platform. You offer them the discounts, right? You don't lock in the product. So it's like you can only get this here. You say you can get it on Steam. Hey, dude, that's not a problem. But if you get it on our platform, it'll actually be cheaper. So, I mean, it's the same game. You can connect to the same service. You can do the same thing, but you can save X percent by coming to our platform. And this is where the revenue split has room for that. It has room to offer 10%, easily a 10% discount. You can totally do that. And the developers will still make more money by offering that 10% discount, right? So locking developers into exclusivity contracts, for a year is what I'm reading and seeing and stuff like that. That's not competition, man. And let me just run you what I'm talking about. I mentioned Amazon earlier. This is where Amazon and where I hope Epic does not become the bully that Amazon has become. There's a great story about a diaper company. It was this website that was able to work on things to where they could offer diapers incredibly cheap. They had a system that was in place that you could buy diapers online, and it was basically the cheapest way you could do it. And Amazon found out about that, and they're like, hey, we see you're selling diapers, you're making a huge profit on it, you've got a huge system, we want to buy your company. Well, the owners had a high level of integrity, and this is where you get fucked in business, because they said, no, we don't want to do that. We like how we're doing this. We offer a huge discount, a lot of available options, and we are competitive with other places, and that's how we want to do it. So Amazon was the bully. Said, okay, well, that's fine. You don't sell to us. Amazon just started making their own diapers. They just undercut them. It's not that the product was better or anything like that. They just undercutted them in the price. They bullied them on the price and essentially just waited for them to be weak and bought them out. Now, they could just completely ran this company down. They do this with companies all over the place, and that's basically how Amazon kind of does its thing if you really look into it. They just bully these small companies through. So Epic Games, the Tencent, they got the money to do that. They could do that. They could bully Steam. They've got so much revenue behind them. They could be the bully. Now, I guess where that gets you is that during the bully part, if they undercut prices, the consumer is going to win. If you can get it cheaper, you're going to go where it's cheaper, right? I mean, you'll go to whatever platform you feel is better, the one that you like, but you'll get to that threshold where enough people move over to the new platform that they start to go where the money is better, right? Where they're going to save the money and then where the people are at. And that's when you can get that shift. And that's where the consumer can win, because Steam still has the market. They still have all these games. They still have a good platform and stuff. And that's where the competition can occur. But that's when you can have the games on both platforms, right? So I kind of sat down and I was like, man, I heard about this game, the Metro Exodus, right? You can't tell me you didn't hear about this, right? So Metro Exodus was on Steam, okay? People were pre-ordering it on Steam for quite a while, apparently. Like, this was not like it came up on a pre-sale for like a week, and then this happened. This was like, it was up on pre-sale for a while, okay? So what happens is Metro Exodus is on pre-sale on Steam, and then just boom, out of the freaking blue, like not even Steam knew this was happening, just boom, out of the blue, Epic ends up, I guess, buying the license for Metro Exodus and puts it on their platform, makes it exclusive for a year. So now everybody who pre-ordered on Steam, like, yeah, sorry about that. You can play the game a year from now, right? So, like, imagine buying this game and you're not going to be able to play it till next year unless you go buy it on the Epic Store. Same game, same price, everything same about it, except you're going to have to wait a year now to do it unless you go get it on Epic. I'm sure this comes as a surprise to you, but a lot of the community was pissed off about this, okay? Now, I get it, okay? I get it. On a business sense, if there's a big game coming out and I think I can make a lot of money on this game, like, I feel ya, you know, try to make the money on the game. However, the way of doing it, of that exclusivity contract, that's not competition. That's not buying somebody out and not allowing them to do anything anywhere else. That's not competition, okay? So by taking this game and putting it on their platform and not allowing people to get it on Steam for a year from now, that's not competition, okay? So I sat down and I did some basic math, okay? So just really skimmed through super simple stuff. I said, hey, you know, if this, let's say we take game X, right? So game X sells for $50, right? Let's say that we sold this game for, we sold a million copies of this game, right? So that'd be $50 million that we got. Now, let's say that Epic Games decided that, hey, we actually want to sell this game on our platform. So what we'll do is we'll also sell it on our platform, but let's do it cheaper, right? So I did the math and I said, let's do this cheaper, okay? I said, what if they did a 25%, and this is huge, okay? What if we did a 25% discount on Epic, okay? So you take the same game and you cut it by 25%. Now let's say 75% of the customer base decided to move over to Epic. And the reason why I picked 75 moving over was because the revenue that they would generate would be less, because instead of selling the game for $50, they're now going to sell the game for $37.50, right? So I said, let's say the mass majority moved over to Epic, okay? So in total, if you sold the game for less, they'd be looking at a loss of around almost 19%, okay? Well, at a business sense, like, do you want to take a 19% loss? Like, I get it. I sat down, I was like, man, a 19% loss is kind of a lot of money. But then I sat here, I kept looking at it. I'm like, well, first off, 19% loss, the way that they did it now, by just taking it off Steam for a year, you can't tell me 20% of the people that were looking into getting this game, whether they pre-ordered or not, the 20% of the people, they're just going to look at this and be like, what a dick move. I'm just not even going to get this game now. Like, screw you. Or just to really stick it to you, I'll wait a year to get this game. So one, you're not even going to get the revenue generation for the first year, because I'll just wait for it out of spite. I will wait for this to come out on Steam, right? And then the second part is, damn, it better be a good game, because 1 year from now when it comes out on Steam, if it was not a really good game, a year from now I don't even care about this game anymore. So now I saved $50 by not even touching this game on your platform, right? You screwed yourself hardcore. So I'm like, you can't tell me 20% of people are probably not going to get this game, or are going to at least wait at least a few months. If it's a really good game, like, okay, I can get it. Maybe after a couple months, they'll cave and they'll do it, right? But if it's not a super awesome game that people just have to have, you can't tell me 20% of people, because of this move, putting it on Epic, making it exclusive, screwing the people on Steam, screwing your customers on Steam, you cannot tell me that 20% of people are going to change your mind about that game. 20%, that's not a lot of people, you know? And that's enough to break the revenue difference, right? And that was if they had just moved it over and just offered the game for less. So imagine that this, say the game was $50, and instead of making it exclusive on Epic, you sold it for $37.50 and 25% discount. That's a huge discount that I did. I did it to really skew those numbers to show the differences, right? Imagine if this was only a 10% discount, okay? You sell the game for like $40 instead of $50, right? So people were looking at getting the game like, well, geez, it's the same game. I can get on Epic for $40 or Steam for $50. Well, now people have choices. That's competition, okay? Locking it into Epic and making people wait a year before they can get on Steam, especially after they've pre-ordered and stuff, you have said screw you to the customer base, right? That's not competition. Now, I sat down, I looked at the number, I was like, man, 18%, like, that's still quite a lot, and I'll buy the argument of, no way, dude, Medic, you're out of your freaking mind. There's no way 20% is going to change your mind. Okay, so I sat down, I was like, well, shit, you know what? Like, here's some more numbers for you, man. Okay, let's remember the developer cut difference, right? So on Steam, remember, it was a 70-30 cut, okay? Whereas on Epic, it was an 88-12 cut, okay? Now, we also have to factor in some things, the differences between the amount of copies sold. You know, if they make 10 million, they make 50 million. So even at, I did the math, okay? So let's say that they sold 50 million copies, right? $50 million worth of copies, okay? Now, the difference in the price, if you took the game on Epic, say it was a $50 game, but you sold it at 25% discount, so you sold it for $37.50, and you had more people buy it on Epic, so still, let's say 75% of the people bought it on Epic, as opposed to on Steam, the developer differences, instead of it being almost a 19% discount difference, it actually becomes a 13% difference, okay? So remember how I was just saying that instead of making it exclusive and screwing your customer base, if they had instead say, hey, wait, here's an opportunity. Okay, you didn't make the best timing. It was already on Steam. It was already on pre-order. Okay, you didn't have the best time. But if they took this and instead they were like, hey, we're going to undercut them. And I said undercut by 25%. So you undercut them by 25%. It's only a 13% loss, okay, by having 75% of the customer base move over. So the developers, right? The developers only lost. They would only lose about 13% by having by undercutting the price by 25% over on Epic. And that, again, that still would have been huge revenue for Epic, right? But by doing it the way that they did, the developers, they're screwed, okay? You can't tell me 13%. 10 to 20% of the people who are going to get this game are now not going to get this game because of that exclusivity contract by putting it over on Epic. You can't tell me that 10 to 20% are not going to just say, screw this game, screw this company and stuff like that, or wait until it's out on Steam a year from now. If it's a really good game and they really want it, maybe a year from now, okay, they'll get the game, right? So it just blows my mind. So this is, again, when I kind of look into some of this information, I read some of this stuff, and I hear people talking about, you know, and I was excited for them, like the Epic Launcher, it's going to be a Steam competitor and stuff like that. Like, I like competition. I want to save money. So I'm like, this is great. Let's get some competition for Steam. Let's bring it back to the community. Let the consumer win a little bit, okay? Game prices keep going up. Like, it blows my mind. I sit there and I see like an early access game come out and it's like $30. Okay, your game's not done yet, not even in beta right now. $30, are you out of your mind? Like, give me a break, man. And I get it, and I look at it, I see the numbers, you know, I'm like, okay, a 70-30 split, so they're not getting a ton of money per copy and stuff like that, but your game's also not done, man, right? So I can see where selling it on the Epic Store, they'll get more revenue split, okay? But again, developers, I can't imagine that they're going to want to sell their game on Epic when they're faced with the choice of I can have 75% more people, because the Epic Store, like, aside from Fortnite, that's it, man. You got Fortnite for Epic, and that's it for your games, right? If you're going to put a game on it, you're going to put it on Steam, where there are tons of users, or are you going to put it on Epic, where they come on and these kids are playing Fortnite, and that's it, right? So you have a huge store on Steam. That's where they're going to sell their game, even though the revenue difference is quite a bit different. There's so many more people downloading games on Steam. Why would you put it on Epic? Well, shit, if I can put it on both of them, that will build the Epic Store. They have the room there to lower their prices even by 10%. 10%, they can undercut Steam on every game by 10%, and the developer will still make more money selling their game on Epic. However, if you force the developer into an exclusivity contract to where it's either Steam or Epic, they're going to go where the customer base is right now. Right now, the customer base is on Steam. I'm sure at some point, as more games come into Epic, it should grow. But imagine it would grow so much faster if you had these developers swarming right in to sell their game on the Epic Store, because they can sell on both platforms. So there's more people that can find their game, and they'll make more on their split on the Epic. They'll grow the Epic Store. That will draw your customers in. And then, in business sense, okay, let's say 5 years from now, you keep undercutting these prices, you keep undercutting Steam, right? So now you've grown your store. Now maybe you start doing exclusivity deals on particular games, okay? And I still think it sucks, okay? That's not competition. But you gotta grow your store first, right? It just blows my mind. When I read this article and I was reading this stuff, it's just blowing my mind. I'm like, what is this? What is going on with this, right? So that was just super basic math that I did, that I'm like, the way that they did it, by making it exclusive, that's not a competition, okay? That's not a Steam competitor. That's just buying out your product. That's just kind of making a monopoly. Here's the game that everybody wants. I'm going to be the reseller for it. It's not competition, man. So, you know, that's my rant about that. The way that they did it, that didn't help them. That's not a Steam competitor, and that didn't help anything. And then I started looking into more stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, when you look at the Epic Launcher, it's Steam's just got so much more aside from the games. You've got forums, you've got the review systems, and then another thing popped up, and like, oh well, Epic's not going to do a review system because that's not what developers want. Developer wants support tickets so that they can handle customer complaints directly with the customer and not have to worry about the review systems. You know what that means? That means I want to censor you. I don't want you to be able to complain about the problems with the game. I want to censor you to try to keep those negative reviews down. And you may not be satisfied. You may never end up being satisfied. But if on our launcher you have no way to complain about this game, your voice cannot be heard. Okay, on Steam, anybody's voice can be heard. You can go right onto the forums. You can write a review, make it negative, make it positive, make it whatever. Every single person has a review. And if you go look at Metro Exodus, yeah, people's voices were heard. If you don't believe me, go take a look at it. Okay, voices were heard. So that's another one of this developer thing of where, like, that is not for the customer. Not having a review system, not letting people have a voice, not letting your customers have a public voice, that's censorship. That's not for the customer, okay? That's again, that's back for you selling product. If I can censor the negative reviews, I can pump out more of these products. I can have a shit game, and as long as I've got some people with big voices that can go ahead, and it's just some people that lack integrity, right? If I can get these people to pump out this game and talk about how great this game is, the negative reviews will never come out. Nobody's gonna ever know, right? So, I mean, yeah, Steam's got a huge, like for me, like big props to Steam, because that review system, I use it all the time. Like, all the time I go to buy a game and I'm like, yeah, dude, negative review. Well, I'm not going to get it. If it's a negative review, obviously this game sucks. Mixed reviews, all right, I'm on the fence. I'll probably take a look at it. Negative reviews, I'm not going to get it. It's negative reviews for a reason and I'm done with it, okay? I get it. Your game's not going to sell. But guess what? If you've got a bunch of negative reviews, go read those freaking reviews and find out why people are giving you negative reviews. Don't do a support system, a ticket system, where it's going to go to some guy who's going to read it and be like, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. I'm just going to delete and stuff like that. Because then the people who could make the differences, who could hear this and collaborate on it and change the product, aren't going to do this. Okay. The support system, that's just where they're going to just get pushed away and lost. People's voices will not be heard. That's censorship, man. And I am not okay with it, man. So when you buy games and you lock games and you don't allow it to be sold on other platforms, that's not competition. When you don't have a review system, you don't let people's voices being heard, that's censorship, okay? Now, this is where this scares me about hearing about Epic being a potential Steam competitor, is because when I look at it and I see, when I see that Tencent is just blowing them away on the revenue, they've got the money to be able to screw the consumer market if they start locking people into these exclusivity contracts. They've got the Unigen engine, and they have a system in place for developers that they'll let them use their license for the Unreal engine. I don't even know. I got it. Yeah. I think it's the Unreal engine. And so now these people who need these licenses for these games, they're going to start getting stuck. So Epic, they own too much, man. They're going to have their own platform. They have the license for the game engine. They're going to get developers locked into a one-year contract to sell on their platform. This is Amazon. This is the game industry of Amazon right here. This is a competition when you lock them into it. So Epic, if you want people to be like, this is the Steam competitor, and you want the consumer to win, you're not going to lock them into one-year contracts, exclusivity contracts. You're not going to do that. That's not competition. You want the community to see you as the hero that initially people were saying was coming. You need to have the competition. Let these games get sold on other platforms. You're in the position where you've got the money, you've got the backing, you've got the ability to undercut the pricing, which is where the consumer will win. Because of your 88-12 split, the developers are still going to make money compared to on Steam. So, I mean, everyone freaking wins right there, right? But locking these games into the exclusivity contracts, this isn't winning. This is locking things up, and that's not where people are going to win. This is what's going to drive people away. They're not going to want to deal with being locked into stuff when, especially if it's just 1 year and they can just wait for it to come out on Steam, right? So you're in the position to be able to undercut the prices on Steam. You've got the industry, the money, the backing to be able to do this. You've already got the system in place by having an 88-12 split to do this. Why are you locking them into 1 year contracts? Like, this just blows my mind. This isn't, it's not a competition, you know? So that's my rant. You know, I skimmed through, I've got notes, I did the math, and that's where I really wanted to talk about things. And again, I did a gross 25% discount, but we talked a little bit about 10% discounts. Imagine if Epic just took everything, undercut it by 10%. They'd undercut Steam's pricing. The developers would still make more money, and you would drive more games and more people into your store. But these exclusivity contracts, this is not competition. And when I look at this and I hear about how they've got the Unreal Engine there, it scares me to think that like this is just going to be a big bully, and they've got the money to be able to be a big bully, and that the consumer is not going to win on that, dude. We're so screwed. I mean, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. This was just my rant. I wanted to just, I did some basic math because it's not something that I've seen other people talking about. I've only seen them talking about just the revenue splits and the exclusivity contracts, but nobody seemed to sit down and do math. I did some crazy gross math. It was like, let's do a 25% cut, and let's say 75% of the people came over to the Epic Launcher to do it. That'd be the win on the consumer with only a small impact on the developer's revenue. But once you, that was at the 25% discount. 25% discount's insane, by the way. Just saying that, throwing that out there. 25% discount on like a new game or something like that. That's gross. Okay, let's say 10%. 10%, the developer is gonna win. The consumer is gonna win. The Epic will win. They'll get more games on their platform. They'll get more users on their platform because people will want to come in for those 10% discounts. So everyone would win doing that. But locking it into a 1 year exclusivity contract, we're not gonna win. That's my opinion. My name is Medic. Honestly though, if you take a look at the podcast, Medic knows nothing. I have no clue what I'm talking about. I ramble on. This was just some stuff that I looked into. I know you guys know more information about it. So listen, if you guys want to appear in an episode, find me over on Discord. It's discord.medicx21.com. It should link you over to our Discord. You can also find me on Twitch. I am MedicX21 on Twitch. We also have the YouTube channel, MedicX21. If you're not catching the theme already, I also have a Twitter at the same handle. Instagram, stuff like that. You guys know how to find me. If you want to appear in an episode, let me know. If you have some topics you want to hear discussed, let me know. This is a somewhat of a pilot episode. The future episodes will be more discussion based, where I will have a co-host with me. This is more so just me rambling on and seeing if you guys are even interested in something like this. So provide me with as much feedback as possible. I'm looking forward to it. Let me know what you guys think, and I hope to see you guys on the next episode. And take care, everyone.